The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
Hope you're all having a great weekend and hope you had a great week as well. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy here today on the Dr. Tracy Show with a lot to talk about. But first, like I always tell you to do at the beginning of the show, check out the website because I'm on it throughout the show with some great information, always checking out the tabs while we go along. You want to do that as well. Peaksofhealth.com and give them a call for a free 15-minute consultation, 727-826-0838. And Dr. Tracy, we've had a special guest on before in Suzanne Summers, and thankfully, again, you got her on again for us today. So we'll be speaking on with Suzanne Summers later on in the program. But we're going to be talking about, before we talked about hormones with her, today we're going to be talking about toxicity and different levels of mold in your house and how that can affect you, because it can affect you. It really can. And let's talk about it right now, you and I, Dr. Tracy, mold and toxicity levels. How do you know if the levels of toxicity around you are high enough that it can affect your health?
Well, different people react different ways, and it really makes a difference. I learned this the hard way with a family I had. I had a mother, a father, and a child. The father and the child were unbelievably sick, and it took us a while to find out that it was mold in their house. The air conditioning started leaking because the mother was fine, you know, and it turned out that her body could detoxify on its own and get rid of the mold and the toxins out of her system, but the father and the child could not.
So, which that tells you that everybody reacts differently. So just because one person is sick and the other person is not, doesn't mean that it's something going on with inside them. It could be something still happening in the house.
Exactly. And some of the, you know, hallmarks are, do you feel better when you're away from the house? You know, do you have a lot of allergies that are kicking up? Do you smell must and mold in your house?
And what is that like? It's a wet...
It's that wet, musty smell after a big rain that, you know, right now we have the pollen dropping and a lot of people's allergies are kicking up. Well, that is mold. You know, the difference is it's seasonal. You know, it's from the environment. It's not in our house.
If there are high levels of mold in your house, what can that do to you? I mean, we're talking about getting sick, but what kind of levels of sickness are we talking about here?
Well, for example, I have a family right now that's had their house is torn apart because they found so much mold in it. And they found it because the mother brought their 10-year-old son to me because he was what we call failure to thrive. He was doing really well. All of a sudden, he started falling off the growth chart. He used to be an athlete in school. He was coming home and sleeping every day. He was so tired. He was having a lot of intestinal issues. And when we tested him, we were finding that there was something going on. We started looking and we found out that he had mold in his body. And so they actually had their house checked and found out that the house was full of mold. The sister was starting to get sick. The mother didn't realize that her fatigue was coming from that. She just thought she was, you know, stressed out.
And that makes sense that the kid would see the effects faster and earlier because his body is just not developed yet.
Exactly. You know, so when we see that, you know, some of the things that we look at are, is the person foggy thinking? Are they tired? Are they having a lot of joint pain? Are they having really trouble concentrating? If they go into, you know, an area that has a lot of smells like scents, you know, perfumes and gasoline, is it really bothering them? You start becoming really hypersensitive to some of these smells.
How do you keep mold out of the house?
The best way, you know, when I talk to some of the, you know, I talk to a couple of the guys that do the mold remediations, they go in the houses and they find the molds and that's their specialty. Keeping the humidity. A big part of keeping the mold out of the house was keeping the humidity out of the house, keeping the humidity down to the 50 range, 52 range.
Do you find, I know myself, that moldy, that kind of moist, it happens a lot more personally in the bathroom. That's where you see it. Is that where you kind of can see higher levels of mold in the bathroom, in the shower?
Where there's water, bathrooms, kitchens, if there's roof leaks. You know, a lot of people have a lot of roof leaks that, you know, they get fixed, but they don't think that that area might have been leaking for a while and growing mold, and they didn't remove, you know, the insulation or anything in the process. The air conditioners are huge in Florida. You know, a lot of people have leaks in their air conditioners, or they don't clean their ducts out, and it will grow in your ducts eventually. So you have to regularly have, you know, those cleaned out.
Now, let's talk about mice. I had a house a while back that had, you know, this mold, and we had to leave because of it. I felt sick. I was constantly getting sick, getting the cold, just little like flu-like symptoms. Nothing crazy, but I was lethargic constantly. And when we moved out of that house, we always had suspected that there was something going on. About 3 weeks after that, I wasn't getting as sick. My immune system started to come back to normal, but I didn't get any treatment. Is that something you should really do, or should you get treatment?
Well, again, it depends on that person. If they're recovering from it, just removal from the environment might work for them. But others, you know, they genetically, they cannot clear the mold. You know, we use something called glutathione, which is something we've talked about previously, which is an antioxidant. But that is what your body produces to get rid of mold in your body and clear out those toxins. And some people, because of their genetics, cannot make it. So they'll become more sick. And that's what we find when we do genetic testing on these people, because then we know how well their body and their liver is going to clear this out and detox, and how much we have to do it for them.
And you were talking about the patient that was a young child that had to leave. Their parents had to take them out of that house and knock that house down. And he was very, very sick. Can you reverse that? Is he better now?
Well, yeah, actually he's grown like 3 inches. He's gaining weight.
Just from being removed from that.
Plus we did treat him medically. We did go ahead and put him on some antifungals, and we did go ahead and increase his capability of detoxing.
So he wasn't doomed is where I'm getting at.
He wasn't doomed. No, he's back to, playing athletics and everything. He's back, to full function. So he's doing really well.
We'll find out from her herself, but do you know how Suzanne Summers got involved in this?
Well, she did because she, unbeknownst to herself, became toxic. She tells me when they had to move into a rental home after their home was destroyed in a fire, that house was toxic with mold. And a lot of it is where she tells me where her husband actually started having Parkinson-type syndrome. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and it wasn't Parkinson's, it was mold toxicity. And we're finding that more and more, that some of these neurological diseases are not necessarily that illness. The illness is being caused by either an infection or a toxicity.
And we're going to hear plenty from Suzanne about that coming up. Suzanne Summers is our guest that's going to be joining us. And I know she has a book out about this, so we're going to hear about that as well. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Check out their website, peaksofhealth.com, and give them a call for a free 15-minute consultation. If you have any questions, you don't have to pay to get them answered. In those 15 minutes, you can get them for free. 727-826-0838. And once again, peaksofhealth.com. Next on the Dr. Tracy Show, we are going to be talking with Suzanne Summers about this very topic, toxicity, mold, and how that can affect you, next on the Dr. Tracy Show. It's a pleasure to have our next guest joining us again. We've had her on before, a fantastic guest, Suzanne Summers, joining us from Palm Springs, California. And I'm sure many of you know Suzanne from her work as an actress, her role as Chrissy on Three's Company. And she's most recently been an advocate for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, integrative health, and taking a proactive approach to one's health and well-being. And she's written 25 books since then, many of them being about the importance of proper hormone replacement, including two of the most recent ones, I'm Too Young for This, and then one we're going to get into today, Toxic, from Toxic to Not Sick. And thank you so much for joining us, Suzanne. And I know you're a national spokesperson for Forever Health, and that's a resource for healthcare education that helps patients find a forward-thinking practitioners in their area, and an organization in which Dr. Tracy is a part of. So thank you so much again for joining us.
Lovely to be back.
Now, let's start with Toxic, from Toxic to Not Sick. You brought together some great medical minds to create this book. So what made you start this particular project?
Very personal. I have two granddaughters, one with ADD, OCD, and then she was bit by a Lyme tick, and major food allergies. The other granddaughter is ADHD and allergic to the world. And then the third person in my family was my husband, who, when our house burned in Malibu, we moved to a leased home on the hill. Unbeknownst to us, an unfinished room downstairs had standing water and black mold, the worst kind, Stachy Botrys, which was like a little shop of horrors, came up into the drywall and into the air conditioning ducts and vents and got into our bodies because we're breathing and living and exercising in this house. For me, it settled in my intestines, and for my husband, it settled in the base of his brain, the cerebellum, which the central nervous system runs parallel. And the mold started eating into the central nervous system, causing severe grimacing and facial tics, And as the mold, you know, what's the thing, the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, got up into his sinus, and he had fungal sinusitis and chronic red eyes and watering. And we went on a four-year odyssey to clear this out of his body. And it was
How long did that build up for? You said you went on a four-year odyssey. What was the build-up time period, though?
The build-up time, we were there about 3 years, so it took 3 years to invade us. We kept getting, I kept saying, why are you sneezing all the time? Your eyes have never been red before. How come your eyes are red? I don't know. And then the facial grimacing started, and we went on that odyssey. And it was first diagnosed as Parkinson's, and I said, nope, it's not. This guy eats fruit and nuts. He's the healthiest person I know. In the almost 50 years I've been with him, I don't recall him ever having the flu or a cold. He's so healthy. And that's when I took him to Dr. Ray in Dallas, who's an environmental doctor, one of the first ones who really started identifying the effects of the environment on the human body, and mold is a big factor. All those people who, you know, endure floods, like, where is it, Sandy Hook and back east, they think the water damage is their problem. Their problems won't begin for another 3 years because of the mold. It takes that long to overtake. But there's hope.
Yeah, I tell you. I mean, I live in Florida, and I practice in Florida. We are like the mold capital of the world almost. And I'll tell you what, our sickest patients, our neurological patients, you know, our Parkinsonian-like patients are all toxic or infected. I mean...
And don't you find that this mold gets in the body, and then all the other allergies that they may not have even known they had are now triggered. I find the mold being, at least in my husband's case, the tipping point that then he's allergic to gluten and eggs, and it goes on and on and on. If we walk through the airport and they just sprayed air freshener, he has an attack. So, I'm so glad you're doing that. The people who in your area listening are going to be so happy to know that there's somebody who understands it. But let me tell you, as a lay person from here, so you don't, you know, blame the doctor, it's not fast.
No.
You have to want to clear your body.
It is difficult to get rid of, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's also, I mean, when people are toxic, they have to get out of the environment.
Yep.
And then you got to find it. I mean, and it takes a while to do it. So it's a very difficult process.
Ours was a really kind of a nightmare. The house burns to the ground. We move into a house. I start the process of refurnishing it and buying new clothes and building our life again. And when we found out the house was infested with mold, we pretty much had to leave everything behind. So that's like back to back. But along the way, we learned a lot. Now, over here in another pocket were my two granddaughters, who are, you know, little athletes, and they dance and everything. And yet, eating the wrong thing, they could put on 10 pounds in a week. 10 pounds. I would see it. The puffy faces. I think people need to understand the look of toxicity on the human body. The people with the puffy faces are inevitably gluten intolerant, whether they know it or not. And I watched my granddaughters go up and down when they, you know, only eat at home and their mother's, you know, taking care of them and there's no gluten in the house and it's all organic and she, you know, cleans with green cleaners and toxic-free. I have a toxic-free hair care. It's toxic-free organic hair care, skin care. What else do I have? Household cleaning, the whole thing, because we had to start that business out of necessity. So I would watch my granddaughters. When they were in a controlled environment, the puffy face would go away, the weight would go away, the mood would go back to almost normal, because the one with ADD would be very depressed. The one with ADHD could have fits of rage and really hard on the family because everything's out of control and nobody knows what's wrong, and you go on these, you know, doctor to doctor until you find the doctors who get it, which is what foreverhealth.com is about.
If you're just joining us right now, Suzanne Summers joining the Dr. Tracy Show. Really happy to have her on as a guest once again. And you were saying how, and that must have been very difficult. You went into that new home and you found that there was levels of toxicity that you probably, I'm sure, had to get out.
Right.
Is there a quick fix, though, if you find that your home is toxic? Is there a way to fix it?
Well, you can have a professional remediator come in and test for levels. It's expensive, though. Environmental illness is so, there's such little understanding. That's why when you find a doctor who gets it, you know, grab onto them.
Yeah, I mean, we have to give our patients lists of people they can go to have their house looked at. And,
right.
You know, we have to walk them through the entire process. I mean, even with our own family, my daughter's sensitive to gluten, and I picked it up at an early age when she was having problems, and the dark circles under the eyes and the bloating and the you know, emotional outbursts every time she ate gluten. So if we keep her off of it, she does really well. And, you know, but they get to school.
And it's so hard on parents because teenagers are, especially teenage girls, go through very difficult phases. And then add to it, it's all about body image today. So when, you know, in 1 week they put on 10 pounds, you have an emotional distress in that household that is really difficult for everyone. It's a burden for everyone, and nobody knows what to do. My one granddaughter ended up in a clinic for almost her entire sophomore year of high school. She couldn't think. See, that's the thing. So toxic to me, the reason I wrote this book is I wanted to, what's the pathway? And I believe I understand it from a layperson's terms in the simplest of ways, and I think I can explain it in a couple of minutes. We take in toxins through the skin. We take in toxins through the food we eat and the air we breathe. So that means be careful what you put on your skin. Watch all the food that you put into your body and detoxify your house. Get rid of all that stuff. Get rid of it because it's poison to you. When it comes in, the liver is already so overloaded. I say the livers are groaning that these toxins come in and it spits it out into that portal vein, and it goes into the GI tract. Once it gets into the GI tract, the best way I can explain it is imagine it's a swimming pool, and you know that if you have a swimming pool and there are no cracks in it, the water will stay in. But what if that swimming pool had cracks in it? That water would leak out. Well, these toxins get into the GI tract and eat through the barrier wall of the GI tract, leak out, that's that leaky gut everybody talks about, and now it's in your bloodstream, and now it's about to create havoc. Those toxins are going to go looking for fatty organs and glands. They may stop at the thyroid along the way. They may stop at whatever gland they pass by, but they really want to get up to the fattiest organ of all, which is the brain, composed of 65% fat. So the more toxins that get up into the brain itself actually shrinks to make room for the toxins. When the brain shrinks, your hormone signaling gets disrupted, and clarity of thought gets disrupted, and that's why these kids can't focus. Now, standard of care, allopathic medicine, has only one answer for these kids, and that's putting them on amphetamines. Amphetamines do the job. It sort of puts them into a kind of a suspended place. There are no highs, no lows, and they can focus and get better grades at school, but these are unformed brains. Our brains isn't really complete until 25, 27. So, man, I think we're playing with fire by doing that. There's a new theory of thought for the brain of through lab work, again, just like with bioidentical hormones, through lab work, determining your mineral and nutritional deficiencies. And if your child or if you are either on an amphetamine or an antidepressant, by slowly, because you can't come off cold turkey, slowly weaning down the amphetamine and at the same time building up the mineral and nutritional deficiencies as determined by lab work, you can eventually get your dependence on amphetamines and antidepressants to zero once you've got your mineral and nutritional deficiencies built up again.
Yeah, we notice when people are on these medications, it takes us a while to wean them because they so downregulate their receptor sites.
Right, and you can literally go crazy. You know, with our granddaughters, you just can't take them off cold turkey as much as you'd like to. So if you go to a doctor, and like if you go to Tracy and she doesn't take you off right away, there's a reason, and it's for your well-being. But your goal should be, if it were me anyway, to eventually get off of them and get your body back in balance, and it can be done. I've watched it happen over and over again. Imagine a life where you don't have to take any drugs, where your GI tract is all sealed up so you're not bloated all the time. Now, for me, with my mold.
Hi, Suzanne, we're actually going to have to cut you out there. It's amazing to hear your passion for this. Every time I've talked to you, I love hearing your passion. It's so obvious to everyone listening, too. The book is Toxic, and it's Suzanne Summers who's the guest right now. And where can listeners get that book? Because there's so much great information that we can't even scratch the surface here.
Right.
Where can people go out and get that book?
Go to, you know, online, Amazon. You can even go to SuzanneSummers.com, but you'll get it real fast if you go to Amazon. Aren't I a great salesperson?
Definitely
Toxic.
Check.
Toxic. It's T-O-X.
Google it. You'll get it. Hey, we're going to keep...
But do go to Suzanne Summers for the organic skincare. That's life-changing, and it's so good.
We're going to keep Suzanne for the next segment. We're going to get into your skincare line and organics. This is the Dr. Tracy Show with Suzanne Summers joining us, and we'll be talking about organics next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. We want to get right back into our special guest because there's so much great information and there's just never enough time. Suzanne Summers joining us from Palm Springs, California. We were talking about her book, Toxic. So Dr. Tracy has a question for you.
Yeah, Suzanne, we were talking about the leaky gut and everything, and
right.
Candida is a leading cause of this.
Right.
You know, was that something that you were having issues with?
Well, I had, as we were talking in the last show, black mold that had settled in my intestines. So I would wake up in the morning with a completely flat stomach, and by the end of the day, it would look like I was giving birth to a basketball, and I didn't know that I had black mold in my stomach. And along the way, with the black mold, it was attracting all the candida and H. pylori from eating non-organic chicken in restaurants, and it was just a toxic mess in my gut. So, and it was so frustrating for me because I'd go to such lengths to be in good health and eat organic food, and sometimes in restaurants you just can't. What I finally realized with my own detective work when I uncovered the research that one mold organism can multiply 52 million times in a 24-hour period. And their happy meal is sugar. Even a bite of sugar is enough to create an explosion. And I had an entire intestinal system filled with this black mold. So I would have something as simple as a date, and I would blow up like a basketball. And what I realized was I had to cold turkey give up all sugar. The only sugar that I took in were berries, which are very low on the glycemic level. But I even got afraid of them. I just eliminated sugar, and I eliminated grain, and I ate a organic, high-fat, grass-fed protein, organic chicken, high-vegetable diet, which actually is very, very delicious. If you can eat butter and cream and sour cream and olive oil and full-fat cream cheese, you can make pretty great food. And then I also, because of the anti-inflammatory effects of coconut oil, I took 4 tablespoons of virgin organic coconut oil every day throughout the day, in essence to seal up the leaks and to take down the inflammation. And I can say today, I have a flat stomach and no yeast, no candida, no leaky gut, no black mold in my stomach, and I really, sugar terrifies me. I just don't think I'll ever go back because it's when you feel this good, and I'm back down to wearing a size 6 dress. I'm a size 6, but with my big stomach, I was having to buy 8s that were tight and sometimes 10s, and the rest of the dress didn't fit me, so it really did look like I was pregnant, and newspapers would point it out. So it's really, you can get it on top of it. You can heal yourself. You just have to be vigilant, and you can't mess around. A bite was going to throw it all off. I just can't have it. I can't have it. I don't, and I probably don't have any issue right now, but I don't want to take any chances.
Yeah, that's really important. It's really hard to get our patients to stick to a candida-free diet, you know, in terms of getting rid of that sugar out of their diet. Now, you also do an organic skincare and makeup line, which I absolutely love, by the way.
Thank you.
I personally use it. And this is one of the things that I had a hard time finding for my patients, trying to show them where to go to get good skincare and good makeup, especially that was organic without all the products in it.
Well, it was a personal endeavor and passion because I wanted it myself, but I wanted it to be as good as anything I'd ever used with chemicals. So I kind of drove my formulator crazy for a while, but she's as passionate as I am about it. And we have come up with a line that my granddaughters who are allergic to the world can use with no issues. It's olive-based. It's toxic-free. You have to earn your little insignia on the label that says certified toxic-free. It must be grown organically, extracted organically, and nothing upwind or downwind of the product can be toxic to contaminate it. Made here in the United States, I am so proud of it. So we have skin care, hair care. You know, one day I'm in the shower and I'm using organic skin care, and then I'm washing my hair with chemical shampoo and conditioner, and I had a, you know, one of those moments of clarity. I thought, what are you doing? And so I started working with my formulator, and she kept coming up with a shampoo. No, it's not good enough. They'll go right back to their chemical. When women, when it comes to beauty, if it's not as good as the chemical stuff, they're going to go back to the other. And one day she sends me a sample, and it sudsed up, and the conditioner was rich and luxurious. And I said, oh, my gosh, how'd you get the suds? Because suds are usually from chemicals. She said, quinoa. She said the quinoa just suds up so beautifully and cleans the hair so beautifully. So the shampoo, conditioner, the rescue mask, all of it is, everything is clean and pure, and it's such a joy.
Now, we were talking about makeup. I'm a male, so I don't wear makeup. But stuff like soap and soap products, is this stuff I should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, think about, you know, you wash your most intimate parts with soap, and you don't want to be cleaning your body with chemicals. What's the point if you're going to all these other lengths? So we make a body wash and a hand wash, and once you get used to it, you just don't go back. You don't go back. And then the makeup, that was the final thing. That was really hard to give up because I'm a professional person and I like my lipstick and eye makeup and everything. When I started reading about the deleterious effects of lead, and that all the lipstick I'd been using my whole life had lead in it. Most lipstick has lead. And lead is very toxic to the brain. And as women get older, when women get older and they're not on bioidentical hormones and they break a bone, which usually happens if you're not on hormones, you get to be in your 70s and 80s and you step off the curb wrong and there goes your hip or there goes your knee or there goes, or you get, you know. When you break a bone that's soft like that from a lack of hormones, lead is stored in the bones, and when you break it, it releases into the bloodstream, and that's now going to make its way up into the brain. And I'm no doctor, but I keep thinking, they keep trying to find the answer to Alzheimer's. Lead in the brain has to be a contributing factor. So you want to get your lead levels down, you want to get your mercury levels down, PCBs, heavy metals, et cetera, and that takes a lot of reading. I've written about all of it in all of my books. Toxic goes in depth on how to detox your body, how to do a coconut oil detox, how to make your own probiotics. I think if you only took one supplement, now I take, I don't know how many.
Both probably take quite a bit.
Yeah, I've never counted because it might overwhelm me, but it's a lot. It's a commitment, but I love the way I'm aging, so it, to me, that's what keeps me going. But if you're only going to take one, even more than fish oil, even more than the CoQ10, the ones that are so important, I would say probiotic is number one. Because who doesn't have a toxic gut? It's so hard with the chemical assault not to get a gut full of toxins. And another thing I feel like we should do is I feel like we should prepare the womb. Now, it's no longer is the mother's womb free and clear of toxins, and that's where we're growing our babies, and so many babies are being born already allergic, already toxic. In fact, wasn't it the Environmental Working Group did that study of cord blood of infants all across the economic spectrum? They tested for 287 different toxins. Every single baby, this is cord blood, brand new, never had even breast milk yet. Every single baby tested positive for a minimum of 180 toxins. That's how we're being born now. So,
what's the proper way to prepare the womb?
Proper way to prepare the womb, if you're going to get pregnant, is you become organic, girl. You eat organic. You clean with your house organic. You put organic on your skin. You take a probiotic, you get your GI tract in perfect shape, and it's easier when you're younger to create that balance, get the right amount of good and bad bacteria in there by that probiotic. And And you can do testing, and Tracy knows the kind of testing.
We do actually preconception medicine for some of our patients that are preparing for it, and we do prep them for it and check for their toxicity levels. The other thing, did you see the study that they did on the 5-year-olds?
Can I just congratulate you on that? That's so cutting edge. Okay, what is the other thing?
Yeah, they did a study on 5-year-olds where they checked their urine for toxicities, and they had them on an organic diet and then a regular diet. The toxicity levels on that regular diet went sky high. As soon as they put them back on organics, the levels came down. So it did significantly show that these young children were getting toxic from their environment and what they were eating.
And the poorest segment of society are children who get their food mainly from convenience stores, and there is no food in convenience stores, are so toxic that they, under the government health care plan, they are putting these 2- and 3-year-olds, and this is, you can look this up in the Environmental Working Group's study, 2- and 3-year-olds are being put on amphetamines. Now, these are brains that aren't formed yet. Imagine, where is this going to go? It can't go anywhere good.
So, no, especially when it affects the dopamine system.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then the merry-go-round begins, and then the hyper behavior, or the, that's where your ADD and your ADHD and your OCD and your autism and dyslexia and dyspraxia, it's all starting in the gut. I was surprised when I wrote Toxic to find that even acne, the origin is in the gut.
Yes, it is. Actually, in many cases, they think it's from the low stomach acid that we have from taking all the different medications and the stress system that actually induces the acne on the skin.
So, you know, you go to a dermatologist who's not in the know and they give you a topical. Well, that's okay, but you're not getting the source. And what I love about this kind of medicine that you do and that I write about, it's peeling away and going to the source. Where is it coming from? Let's get it there. Let's get it at the root. And so all the, you know, the children with acne, you know, the teenagers, a lot of it is hormonal, which is put to the test by their diets, which affects their GI tracts, which comes out on their skin, and also from stress blunts hormone production. And then if the toxins are getting into the brain of the teenagers and they get ADD and ADHD, they're set up for a whole lot of problems, and a lot of them lifelong. And I'm finding that children are romanticizing their initials, their ADD and their ADD, to kind of brag about, what do you have? Well, the fact that they're talking about what do you have means it's so widespread that it's an actual epidemic, and we should not accept it as normal.
Absolutely. Definitely an epidemic. Someone we see is prevalent in society, much more so than we saw in years past. Suzanne Summers, what an honor to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And check out Suzanne's book, multiple books. There's 25, and the most recent ones, I'm Too Young for This, and the one we were talking about, Toxic, from Toxic not to Not Sick. And I know Dr. Tracy wants to thank you as well.
Thank you so much. I'd love to have you on the program again.
My pleasure. You can probably tell I like talking about this stuff.
Well, we love the passion, and it definitely shows. Suzanne Summers, thank you for joining us on the Dr. Tracy Show.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy, and we just had Suzanne Summers on, and hope you all enjoyed that interview because she is so passionate about every subject she speaks on. And I know that I know Dr. Tracy, one thing I've got to know from you is your passion. So to hear that come out from Suzanne, I can tell why you two connect.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. She really pushes forth, you know, on this stuff and really wants to educate the public.
And I knew that toxicity was something that could have such an impact on everyone, but I didn't really know how deep it went. And when we talked about the makeup line that she has and the shampoo, having to change everything really when you're cleaning yourself, how important it is to use items that are organic so you're not getting those other fillers or stuff that can really negatively impact your body.
Well, I think part of it is also, you know, she recognizes along with, you know, she does so much research into things. But what's recognized is when somebody is so toxic from other things like mold or like, you know, environmental toxicities, is that their body is getting overwhelmed. So part of, you know, not putting additional chemicals on yourself, you know, is part of that. And so that you don't overwhelm that system so you can start cleaning out the system and getting your body to start functioning again.
And it's something that we all should keep an eye on. I know during the break we were talking with our producer and she said she's going out right now to get that makeup line. So we'll have to hear in the future how that all pans out for her. But it's something that I didn't even think of. And now I have to think of now to go out and get some shampoos, stuff that really are going to help me not get these different molds and toxicity levels that can affect people.
Well, exactly. You know, a few years ago, we were even talking about this, is that, you know, I was looking for makeup lines or different things that my patients could actually use that were organic, and it was almost impossible to find an organic makeup line. Next thing I know, she's coming up with one, which was amazing. You know, we were talking about that. And it is, you know, when you're actually trying to detox a person, you're trying to tell them not to use all these chemicals on their head that get absorbed through their skin and all the makeup, you know, and they don't realize how much is in that stuff. You know, what we do daily, you know, the cleaning solutions we use, the, you know, what we, you know, wash our clothes in, everything that we do is adding more and more chemicals to ourselves.
Is there an easy solution to check for mold? I mean, because now me being neurotic, I feel like there's mold everywhere now.
There are some things that we do test for. We test for part of the immune system, the complement system and the immune system. And we like to see if that's activated. Because if it's activated, we know the patient's immune system is fighting against something, probably most likely mold or an infection. And then if we find that, we look at, we can do organic acid testing. And what that is it's a urine test. It's a simple urine test. And what that test does is tell us, is your body releasing the byproducts of mold? You know, so again, is it trying to get rid of it? And we can actually test mold toxicity through urine.
Do you have a patient in your recent memory that came in where they didn't have high levels of mold, but their body was being impacted by it, and something, a quick fix, something you put them on that maybe reversed those real quickly, that if somebody is dealing with it right now, and not in extreme levels, but something that they can come to see you or somebody else that they can fix it?
Yeah, quick things we use for it are, we usually use something that breaks up the biofilm. You know, we use a product called Biocedin, but we also turn around and increase the glutathione. If they're having a lot of allergies and, you know, nasal allergies from molds and things, we'll just nebulize glutathione into them. It'll really clear it up pretty quickly.
And even if you think this may be affecting you, but you're not sure, you definitely want to take advantage of that free 15-minute consultation we've talked about, 727-826-0838. That's a topic I would use my free 15-minute consultation on for sure, 727-826-0838, because it's something I've been affected by in one of my houses, and I didn't even realize how extreme and how bad it can make you feel. So it's important.
It is very important. Florida is almost like the mold capital of the world. We have a lot of patients, you know, and it's not always the first thing we find, but it is usually one of the final things we find in them.
That's got to be because of the heat and the wetness, correct?
Exactly.
Check out their website again, peaksofhealth.com. And we had a great conversation with Suzanne Summers earlier, but I always want, my favorite segment is when we do an in the news segment with you, because there's so many intriguing things going on out there. What's going on in the news right now, Dr. Tracy?
There's so many articles out there. This one, you know, since we're talking about toxicities and pollutions and things like this was an article from Harvard that air pollution was linked to increased risk of anxiety and strokes. And what they, you know, found is that certain chemicals in that air pollution, the carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide. We like all the dioxides.
I love
apparently.
The dioxides. Did you say this came from Harvard?
This came from Harvard.
Oh, good.
And Johns Hopkins, actually, combination. And what they did is, the higher concentrations of the pollutants actually affected the cells in the circulatory system. So the cells lining your vessels actually were starting to constrict, and it was causing increased blood pressure, which was increasing the risk of stroke in the patients. And then they found that 15% of the women experienced higher anxiety when they were closer to an area that actually had that pollution, where they were closer to a main road.
How do you know that? Especially if you live in a city. Like, if you live in a city, are you just doomed? Is it over for you?
Well, if your body doesn't detoxify properly.
I lived in New York City for a while. That's where I still think I'm having problems from when I lived back then.
But, you know, some of our most toxic people, we actually look to see if they live near an area that has high toxicity. And that's where we always find, you know, patients that have been in some of those areas are the most toxic.
That's got to be scary, though, because you don't want to live your life in this, like, I've seen Bubble Boy, the movie Bubble Boy, where you're literally living in a bubble, and that's kind of what it feels like at times, but it doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't have to be. You know, you just might not want to buy your house right next door to an airport or something.
Sorry if you're listening and you live by Tampa International. You're doomed.
Yeah.
No, no. If you live by Tampa International, you got to go see Dr. Tracy. Give her a call, 727-826-0838. What else is going on? Is that about it right now in the news? Anything else interesting?
There's a ton going on in the news. There is also some new Alzheimer's studies that they're actually linking Alzheimer's to more than just progression, that some of the Alzheimer's are starting to link to toxicity and to infection. Lyme especially is being linked into Alzheimer's disease, along with obviously diabetes, which has previously been linked in. So it's really interesting. We always talk about something called pregnenolone. Well, pregnenolone is now being studied as something to help counteract Alzheimer's disease.
Now, all these toxins and these things that are going to Alzheimer's, all these horrible things that can come because of it, as a result of it, how do you cleanse that house? If your house has mold in it, you said one of your patients had to leave that house. Now, if somebody finds that there's mold in their house, is there a way to correct that without having to literally upend your life and get out?
It depends how bad it is. We have a couple of companies that we do recommend to our patients, you know, and we keep on looking for additional companies. We've actually talked to some of these people to find out exactly what they do. And they'll go in there and they'll find the mold. So if it's mild, it just may be a matter of cleaning up the area.
Okay.
You know, other times if it is embedded in the walls and embedded in everything, they're going to have to rip it out.
You got to go. It's scary stuff, but very important stuff to talk about, and something that could be affecting you. And if it potentially is, you want to give Dr. Tracy a call at 727-826-0838. And better yet, check out their website as well, peaksofhealth.com. Some great information there. Dr. Tracy, thank you again for having Suzanne Summers on. What a great guest.
Oh, you're welcome. It's wonderful to have her back.
And thank you all for listening. Hope you're having a great weekend and finish out that weekend strong, and come back next week on the Dr. Tracy Show.